Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Good morning, America. This is the Cast Roundtable, Troncast and TDPS Sunday morning. An update, what's going on with vaccines, what's going on with therapies. With us is our in-house genius, I call him, Dr. Peter Michalos of Southampton, New York. Good morning, Dr. Michalos. How are you this morning?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Cats Roundtable audience.
Give us an update. What's going on with all the therapies and all the vaccines? I think the American people are getting a little confused. And give us your opinions.
It's easy to get confused because we have many different options out there. We have 142, which are in preclinical studies, meaning that they're testing them on animals. Then we have another 13, which are in phase two, where they tried them on a small bunch of people to see if they work. And then we have five of them in phase three, where they're being tested on thousands of people. But as of yet, we have zero vaccines approved. And then on the antiviral front, we do have one approved, the remdesivir, but we always think about only the United States and other parts of the world. Avigan has been approved in Russia. They're using it in Germany, Japan, China. So it is an antiviral originally developed for flu. And then we have the antibodies, which are being prepared by companies like Regeneron, which will be ready-made antibodies. And then we have the donated plasma from people who've recovered and giving that as well. So because there are so many people working on this project because of this Operation Warp Speed, which is to find a vaccine in record time, we see a lot of headlines. For example, Johnson & Johnson put out this great headline, but then when you read the fine print, it was tested on monkeys and it was successful. So that has many phases to go through until they have a final product. So it does look that so far one of the best candidates is the Pfizer vaccine, which is being tested on 30,000 people. And one of the signs that it's positive is the UK government pre-purchased last Monday 90 million doses, and the United States pre-purchased 100 million doses. And we have United States manufactured vials, needles, syringes being prepared because the federal government has learned that healthcare is national security, so we are getting more prepared, and it looks like the vaccine candidates from companies like Pfizer and Moderna is another one working on it. So there are U.S. companies. China has its own, the Sinovac. We'll see what data they come out with, and the Russians and Indians have their own version as well, and we're going to see what that does. In addition, in Australia, they're giving the old TB vaccine to 100,000 people to see if it protects them, because they noticed that in areas of the world, like in Africa, where people get the TB vaccine, the old BCG vaccine, they got it less too. So all these things are coming together. We're getting information at light speed, and we're learning a lot. And again, from frontline physicians, I'm hearing about, still hydroxychloroquine's out there, but they say it only works if you take it through the first 3-4 days. So all these other studies, when people give it too late, it's the same thing with Tamiflu for influenza. If you give it the first 3 days, it works. But when you give these things too late, they don't work. So we're learning a lot from the frontline physicians and from the double-blind studies coming out. So I think by Thanksgiving, we're going to have a lot of information, and I'm hopeful that we will have a good vaccine by December. And I think Pfizer is looking as one of the better candidates for that.
If somebody is sick, Dr. Michalos, can he go to Pfizer or go to J&J and say to them, I want to be part of your trial?
Yeah, absolutely. They are recruiting people, and they're not really having any problems recruiting people. They put it out in newspapers, and they have different volunteers that they've used in the past, so they write to them, and people are very quick to sign up, just like the English vaccine, the Oxford vaccine. People signed up for it right away to test it out, because overall vaccines, or influenza and things like that are pretty safe. Whether they're going to work or not is another story, just like last year's flu vaccine only protected 45% of the people who took it. But I think people are willing to try, and they realize.
The other big controversy, Doctor, is the masks. There are some masks that work and some masks that don't work. Can you give us a quick update on that?
Yeah, absolutely. The public really got confused because the Surgeon General came out and the AMA came out and they said that we really don't need masks in the beginning. But if you look at the history, yes, we do need masks to stop spreading it out and for us not to bring it in. That's why when it was concerning, many physician colleagues told me when they saw like Vice President Biden wearing a mask with a valve on it, with an exhalation valve on it. So if he had it, he would be spewing it on everyone else. So that was of concern. So I think the N95 masks, they're much more available. We're cranking them out here in the United States. They're the ones that protect the best from inhaling and exhaling. And there is a concern that it could get in through your eye that Dr. Fauci brought up. And that's why you'll see some people wearing face shields in businesses, and people tend to wear their glasses more. So theoretically, if an aerosolized particle is flowing towards you, but he was talking about wraparound goggles. The problem is a lot of people, when they work and if they're in a car with other people and they're driving, it fogs up. A little trick for the audience around the country is I found that if you take a little tiny drop of Rain-X that has the repellent for water, on cars, I put a little drop on the inside of my glasses and wiped it down real good. And I found that to help reduce the fog dramatically. So that's the tip of the day. But masks are important. I think we're going to be seeing them till at least probably till next May, June, because most of these pandemics last 18 months. And, you know,
Doctor, we're out of time, but I want to thank you again for bringing all Americans up to date and good health. And we'll catch up with you next week. This is the Catch Roundtable. We'll be right back.